Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Lamed Zayin of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we learn about include Kol mitzvah she'tluy ba'aretz, ein neheges ela ba'aretz. All mitzvahs that are chayves karka, obligations of the ground or its produce, such as trumas and ma'isus, are applicable only in Eretz Yisrael, but not outside Eretz Yisrael. V'she'ein etluy ba'aretz, neheges ben ba'aretz ben mechutz la'aretz. All mitzvahs that are chayves haguf, an obligation only on the person, such as Shabbos and Tefillin, are applicable everywhere in Eretz Yisrael and mechutz la'aretz. Arla, when a new tree is planted, the fruits of the first 3 years are forbidden to be eaten. Kalayim, a person is forbidden to plant a grapevine together with other crops. Chodosh, it is forbidden to eat from the new grain before Tes Zayin Nisan, when the Mechas Emor is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. There is a machlekes whether the Issa Chodosh applies only in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutz La'aretz. And this is based on the machlekes regarding Bia U'Mayshev. When the Pasuk mentions both Bia and Mayshev, as in Kisavayu and B'chol Mashvei Seichem, does it teach B'chamakim Sh'atim Yeshvim that the mitzvah applies everywhere, even in Chutz La'aretz? Or La'acha Yerusha V'Yeshiva Mashma? It only teaches that the mitzvah begins only after the 14 years that it took for Klai Yisrael to conquer and settle Eretz Yisrael, but not before, even though they are already in Eretz Yisrael. And this is based on the Machlokes regarding Niske Yachid. When a person brings a carbon oil or shlamim, he must also bring a separate mincha and wine that is poured on the Mizbeach. There was a machlekes as to whether in the Midbar Yachid was obligated in Nesachim. And they also disagree as to whether in Eretz Yisrael a Yachid brings Nesachim on a Bamas Yachid, private altar, before the Beis HaMikdash was built.